Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 33, and it's the 12th of February 2015. And you know what, at the time of recording this, I don't have a title, so by the time I publish this, I should hopefully have a title, or even may come to me while recording. Coming up today, it's going to be basically just updates with what's been going on the plots. It's been a great time of year. Yeah, February, early winter, well, midwinter now, I suppose you could say. And things are looking up. Weeds are starting to grow and sprout, so that means seeds are going to grow. So, yeah, that's my thoughts anyway. So, start at home. Now, as I say, there's not much going on at home, but what I am doing, I've been sowing seeds. These are in the heated propagator just to start them off. I first sowed a load of seeds on the 30th of January. These seeds are Queensland arrowroot, which actually I soaked overnight, aubergine long purple, and pepper hot scotch, chili pepper basically. And I've been tending to those, and today when I checked on them, the aubergine and the Queensland arrowroot is starting to show signs of sprouting. So I'm quite happy with that, of course. And then today I've just sown a few more seeds. I've sown some lemon seeds that I've just taken from a lemon. Sweet pepper seeds. These are actually from some saved seed that I grew from, I got from some peppers I grew up the allotment last year. And the same with the jalapenos that are next on the list of what I've sown today. So those two, I'm quite interested to see if I get any of those sprout and how well they do. They should be good. They should be good. And the last seed I've sown today is eucalyptus lemon bush, which is one of the James Wong homegrown revolution ones. So I think I tried growing these last year and didn't get very successful, but we shall see. Now these are just grown in our spare room, in as I said, in a heated propagator. I've got two of them, but only one's up and running at the moment. What I tend to do with these is I get them up and running, I get some seedling compost into pots, and I place these pots with the compost in there in the propagator for a couple of days without any seeds, just to warm the soil up, just to give it a bit of a helping hand. Then when I sow the seeds, I like to close the vents until they germinate. And once they've germinated and grown well, I would then move them onto the second heated propagator. That basically has the vents open just to help them out. So yeah, hopefully they will grow quite well. I've checked the ones in the cold frame and they're not showing any signs of life just yet. May have been too early, but I'm going to sow a few more at the weekend. The beans, sweet peas and broad beans are actually growing relatively well. They need potting on soon and are actually growing straight up the allotment and planted. I was a bit behind with those this year, but for reasons we know about. Something else I've done is I've got one of my trowels. Now, this time of year, I like to tend to all my tools. And I've just been doing with this one. And what I've done, I've just got a bit of sandpaper and gave it a brief sand down after cleaning it and what have you, including the actual cutting blade and the actual metal part. It's got a metal trowel and a wooden handle. I've just given those sand down, and I've then just repainted with some Hammerite black paint the trowel. I've left that to dry. I've done a couple of coats sanding down in between. Not completely perfect, but good enough. And then when I find the linseed oil, I will be oiling the handles up. I just started doing this just because I was a bit bored, really, and I like to look after my tools. And when I get up to the allotment, which will be next, I'll give you a bit more information on that. At home, I've just really got to get into the shed and clear all the tools out and stuff, which should be being done over the next few weeks. Now, up the allotment. Because last weekend it was so cold when I went up there, I decided just to concentrate in the sheds. So I had a tidy up in a small shed and got things on the shelves in there. I've on the outside, I've strapped some guttering pipe going along it from front to back. I've put that onto the side and put all the bamboo canes in there just to hold them in place out the way, somewhere where they can be easy accessible and easy to get hold of, and where they can be kept out of the way and they can be dried. This works really well, I find. I've read about this, doing this before, and I've been meaning to do it, and I've finally done it. And I have to say, I feel so much better for doing it, because before I had these bamboo canes that were going everywhere and getting in my way. Now they're just in this pipe. I might be adding another pipe to do the same for a few more bamboo canes. We'll see. But that's a really good tip. In fact, I'll be... in a couple of days, this whole thing I've done at the allotment, I'm going to be doing a video for, just to show you what I've done. As I said, inside, I've given it a good little tidy up, and just get things on the shelf, and trying to get it all neat and tidy and organised. This small shed is obviously the waterproof one. So that's quite good. Yeah, really, really pleased with it. In fact, this is just giving me the idea for the title. It's going to be shed tidying. So, after finishing this one, I've gone into the main shed. And I've gone through a few things. I've thrown things out. I've put things on the shelves in a small shed that can go in there. And I've cleared it all completely out. I've laid some wood over the holes in the floor, just as a temporary thing. I've cleared the potting table, so that's ready for potting and placing plants on, ready for growing. Underneath this, I've placed a wire mesh drawer type thing that came from IKEA, and that's going to have storage into it. And then all my little hand tools, I've fixed nails just inside the door, and I've used a bit of twine on every single one, and I've just hanged them up inside there. Really good way, kept them out of the way and nice and tidy, and I like it. But before I hanged them up, I just I got my wire brush and I gave them a good scrub down and then sprayed them with oil. I've then got into the bit that's attached onto this, and basically with some hooks and stuff, after tidying it up and getting access and what have you, with some hooks and stuff, I've got all the larger tools just hanging up there, and I really like this, because now I can just walk in, find a tool, pick it up, and off we go. So Obviously, I've done the same as I did with the handles. I've given them a good wire brush and a bit of oil. When I sprayed the oil onto them, I done it over the sand bucket, so that oil drains off and goes onto there, ready for use in the future. Good little tip for you. Now, these tools I intend to do the same with as what I've done at home with the trowel, just sanding them all down, painting them, and linseeding them. So, yeah. Something I did find inside the shed, which is my fault, is piles and piles of my old magazines. I've just thrown these in the compost heap, and that's it. As I said before, I'm being a bit more rigorous with keeping things tidy and packed away. So, yeah, I didn't go up to the allotment this weekend as I had an Eastbourne, which I was really, really quite grateful for. But, yeah, it was a bit of a hectic weekend. But I'm hoping to get up there this weekend. I've got an idea of things to do, but I don't want to spoil the next show too much yet. Okay, so I think I'm going to wrap this up. It's a bit of a short one today, I'm afraid, but it's February, so it's quiet time. It's best to, I find, to use this time to get in jobs that can be done now out the way, such as tidying and cleaning and repairing. Because come next month, March, the seed sowing goes mental. So with that, thanks for listening. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. Please visit the website, veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Be most grateful, and thanks for listening. Thank you.